Good afternoon, I'm Paul Ware at the 540 KNMX News Center with your noon edition of local and statewide news. This news is brought to you by BTU Block and Concrete, State Employees Credit Union, and BTU Building Materials. Santa Fe Company says it's asking the state government in North Carolina to approve plans for a large solar power generation project. M Energy Incorporated hopes to install more than 90,000 solar panels on 6 tracts of private land at the Ridgecrest Conference Center. That's near Asheville. The plant will be capable of producing more than 21 megawatts of electricity for sale to regional power provider Progress Energy. M Energy Managing Partner Bill Oglesby told the Santa Fe New Mexican for a story in yesterday's edition that the project has been under development for about 2 years now. Oglesby says officials in North Carolina might hold public hearings as the project moves through the local permitting process. It would rival the state's largest existing solar installation if it ever gets completed. Carlsbad officials are still struggling to find and force the sealing of abandoned water wells, despite vows to do so after a boy died after falling into an old well back in March of this year. Carlsbad police and fire officials say that they had never let such an accident happen again, this after 4-year-old Samuel Jones' body was pulled from an abandoned well back on March 5th. City Administrator John Tully told the Carlsbad Current Argus city officials pleaded with the public to report any abandoned wells that they know about. The owners of one property where an abandoned well was found have not responded to demands it be sealed. A spokeswoman for the state engineer's office says it is the owner's responsibility and the city and state engineer cannot force the work to be done. So that's the quandary that Carlsbad officials are facing. An Albuquerque police undercover sting on the University of New Mexico campus has led to the arrest of 5 students and 7 others. One of the students was accused of selling drugs to an undercover officer, and 4 others were arrested for allegedly trying to buy drugs from an officer. Court documents show that Albuquerque police planned Thursday's undercover sting after they had received reports of students looking for drugs near a popular hangout. UNM spokeswoman Diane Anderson told the Albuquerque Journal that the drug arrests are unusual and they don't represent what typically happens on campus. She blamed a few bad eggs for the problem. Student Conduct Officer Robert Burford says UNM could end up disciplining the students who were arrested. They could face a written reprimand up to expulsion. We'll take a break at KNMX and have more after this. This portion of KNMX News is brought to you by BTU Block and Concrete for all your concrete needs. The driver of a tanker truck that was carrying 8,000 gallons of gasoline has survived a fiery crash that led to an hours-long closure of Interstate 40 east of Grants. New Mexico State Police spokesman Lieutenant Robert McDonald says the driver was headed east on the interstate just after daybreak Saturday when apparently he fell asleep. The truck drifted into the median and overturned there. It then burst into flames and burned for a couple of hours at least. The driver was flown to a hospital in Albuquerque. He's been identified as 33-year-old Dennis Pritchard of Rio Rancho. Both eastbound and westbound lanes of the roadway were damaged in the fire. The speed limit in that area has been lowered to 65 while repairs are made. State police say that a hiker from Los Alamos has been found dead in the Hemis Mountains after apparently falling off a steep cliff. State police spokesmen say a research and rescue team found the body of 54-year-old Thomas Ilg Saturday morning at the base of the 100-foot cliff. Ilg was an experienced hiker who was familiar with the area, according to witnesses familiar with the case. His family reported him missing after he failed to return home from a day hike on Friday. In a report in the Albuquerque Journal, says that Ilg worked as a staff member at Los Alamos National Laboratory since 1996. Meanwhile, a family that was hiking in the Sandia Mountains, who later became lost, has been rescued by authorities. Channel 7 reporting that the family was rescued late Saturday after the father began having medical complications and the evening temperatures started to drop. Police say the family had been hiking up the La Luz Trail. 13-year-old Paul Rosenberg says the mother and another sibling went to find help when they got lost. Albuquerque police were able to find the family by tracking the location of their cell phones when they had dialed 911. More news coming on KNMX after this. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, keep listening to KNMX at 12:30. It's Claudio Tapia with the BTU Trader. And coming up at 1 o'clock, it's the inaugural program for Richard Tripp and the Tripper Sports Show. He'll be having sports talk each day at 1 o'clock, rather each Monday at 1 o'clock on 540 KNMX. Guests today include Coach Ian Williamson and members of the Robertson High School soccer team. At 1:35, it's the Chamber of Commerce program with Lavinia Finzi. Her guest today, Chamber Board Member Mike Speed. both those programs again on 540 KNMX. This portion of KNMX News is brought to you by State Employees Credit Union. Well, they are out on the fringes, but third-party candidates for president aren't letting up as Tuesday's election is just tomorrow. The Libertarian Party's Gary Johnson and Constitution Party's Virgil Good are defiant in the face of talk they might only be spoilers in the race between Democrat President Barack Obama and Republican challenger Mitt Romney. Some polls show that ex-Republicans Johnson and Good are primed to pull more votes than the difference between Obama and Romney in states like Colorado, New Mexico, Ohio, and Virginia. Experts caution that voters, though, tend to migrate back to the main nominees when races are close. Good and Johnson are going to be debating again this evening. The Green Party's Jill Stein and the Justice Party's Rocky Anderson also be on hand. Ralph Nader's going to moderate. He's the last third-party presidential candidate to jolt a race. Officials say that nearly half of registered voters in New Mexico's most populous county, that being Bernalillo, have already cast ballots in the 2012 election. Bernalillo County Manager Maggie Toulouse-Oliver told Channel 4 that more than 183,000 voters have taken advantage of early voting. Toulouse-Oliver says absentee ballots have been cut in half since the last presidential election, but said it was because people prefer the convenience of early voting in person. She says the county expanded hours and expanded the days for early voting. According to her office, 149,904 total ballots have been cast during the early voting period. 74,889 were Democrats, 50,722 were registered Republicans, 23,000 identified themselves as other. The clerk's office sent out 41,000 absentee ballots, 32,000 have been returned so far. A 9-year-old boy from Ciudad Juarez who's suffering from a massive tumor, he's been granted an extension to receive treatment here in New Mexico. Kevin Evar, Assistant Special Agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations here in the state, says the boy and his parents were granted extended visas recently to travel back and forth from Mexico. He says the visas are needed so that the boy can undergo a series of surgeries and treatment. The boy, who's known as Jose, was diagnosed with having mixed venous lymphangioma in his shoulder. Back in July, Homeland Security Investigations officials transported the boy and his family from a dangerous neighborhood in Ciudad Juarez for medical treatment in Albuquerque. His condition sparked Governor Susana Martinez to urge federal officials to extend that family's stay here in the U.S. More news at KNMX after this. This portion of KNMX News is brought to you by BTU Building Materials, everything for your building and home improvement needs. Police in Hobbs say that a 37-year-old man has died of a gunshot wound and a suspect has been jailed on murder charges. Police said in a statement Saturday that officers found Agafito Argonez suffering from a gunshot wound when they arrived at a home. He was taken to a Hobbs hospital and later transferred to a hospital in Lubbock where he died. Detectives arrested 51-year-old David Ortiz on an open charge of murder. Police did not say what prompted the shooting there in Hobbs. A worker on a drilling rig in an oil field southeast of Carlsbad has been injured. This after a 100-pound metal gate dropped on his head and shoulders. The 33-year-old Milo Shoemaker was working on the Silver Oak drill rig number 7 Thursday when a hoist accidentally lifted the metal gate nearly 20 feet in the air when it fell. The Eddy County Sheriff's Office says Shoemaker wasn't aware he was hurt. He kept on working for about half an hour. He was later flown to a hospital in Lubbock. His injuries weren't specified. Sheriff's Office says that 19 workers have been injured seriously in the last year in oil field accidents in Eddy County alone. A jury has acquitted a former special education assistant in Alamogordo of battery, this for striking an autistic child. She said this girl had kicked her in the groin and knocked her glasses off her face. Otero County jury had acquitted Nancy Carroll of the misdemeanor charge after a one-day trial late last week. Prosecutors alleged that Carroll slapped the girl intentionally in the face. Carroll testified that the girl had kicked her as she was walking the child back to a desk while she told the girl not to hit people anymore. That's when the child hit her in the face and knocked off her glasses. She said she then touched the child on the face, but it wasn't a slap. Carroll is no longer employed in the Alamogordo Public School System. More news at KNMX after this. This portion of KNMX News is brought to you by State Employees Credit Union. New data from the Department of Tourism shows the number of domestic visitors to the state rose by almost 5% from 2010 to 2011 and boosted the state's hospitality industry. Tourism Secretary Monique Jacobson says the state is attracting the right people who spend more. The Santa Fe, New Mexican reporting Jacobson told people attending a Tourism Association of New Mexico conference that larger groups of tourists are visiting the state, staying longer, and spending more. More than 31 million people visited New Mexico in 2011. That compares with fewer than 30 million back in 2010. That's the highest number since 2008. Valencia County officials say spending is out of control in that county, and it has been for decades as managers have blown money for almost no checks and balances in place. Channel 13 says in a report that officials say Valencia County pays to insure 22 vehicles that no longer run and continues to cover the cost of operating computer printers that date back to 1991. New county manager Bruce Swingle called the spending habits a mess and has vowed to fix it. Swingle says the county had 8 credit cards for places like Walmart and Home Depot, even Staples, said that numerous employees are able to use those cards. He says that makes it impossible to track spending. Swingle says he's changing that system and assigning cards to specific employees. He also plans to get rid of those old printers. And a wildfire located west of the Vallecito Reservoir has grown to about 1,000 acres there near Durango. The U.S. Forest Service said yesterday the fire is about 25% contained. State officials issued a health advisory for portions of eastern La Plata County because of smoke being generated by the fire. It's burning in the San Juan National Forest. Firefighters were also called out for a fire that burned a thick vegetation area at the base of Sleeping Giant Mountain up near Steamboat Springs. Authorities said that fire started out as an agricultural burn and it got out of hand. It has burned 40 acres so far. The BTU Trader coming up on 540 KNMX with your host, Claudio Tapia, taking your calls at 425-3555. Up next, your Action 7 weather forecast from the Channel 7 studios. You're up to date now with Northeast New Mexico's news leader, 540 KNMX Las Vegas. I'm Paul Ware. God bless. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.